Hello everyone, welcome to the Horse Business Podcast. Today I am so honored to have Sophia and Kristen as our guests. Sophia and Kristen are the ladies behind Banner House, a luxury equestrian style boutique curated and designed with luxury style in mind. Hello Sophia, hi Kristen, how are you today?
Great, thank you so much for having us.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too. So we just want to learn a little bit more about you too and a little bit more about Banner House. So what had inspired you to create Banner House?
Kristen, you got this one.
Oh, I got this one. Oh gosh. Okay, so it's a little bit of a crazy story. I like to call it a happy accident that I started Banner House. I really didn't set out with the intention to open a store. That was really never something that I dreamed of necessarily. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I have had several businesses, and I do still have other businesses. And I moved to North Carolina with my husband in 2022, and I wanted a better life for my horse Dreamer, who's my heart horse, and I got him when I was 50 years old. And it was my crazy gift to myself, and I call him my midlife crisis horse. So I got him, and then we were in North Carolina. We moved outside of Raleigh from Los Angeles, and we were antiquing one day, and I came upon a boutique that was just opening, and they had different little sections that you could rent out and sell whatever you were making, or artists were there, antiques and so forth. And I have absolutely no idea how this happened, but honestly, I just opened my mouth and the words flew out, "Is this space available?"
Oh, wow.
And that's how it started. And the woman said, "Yes, what do you do or make or design or sell?" And my husband for sure thought that I was going to say antiques because that would be something that was on my radar. And instead, the words came out of my mouth, "Upscale equestrian lifestyle merchandise."
Wow.
Yes. And she said, "What is that?" And my brain started spinning, and I said, "Wait until you see." I didn't have a plan. So that's honestly how it started. Nice. And then it's just grown from there.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's definitely a great story of how things got started. So how would you describe the collection, the curated collection of equestrian lifestyle brands at Banner House, and what sets you apart in the market? Maybe you can give us a little bit, or Kristen?
Yeah, I want to let Kristen answer that because I'm the queen of everything, but she is the master behind the curation, and it's her heart and soul. So go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, so I think I heard you correctly. You wanted to know did you ask the inspiration behind the...
What the curation, where does that come from?
Okay, so everything really comes from, I know this sounds a little cliche, but it comes from my heart. And everything that I purchase is something that I would want to buy as a gift for somebody else. I'm a ridiculously picky gift giver. And I'm obsessed when it comes to finding the perfect gift for someone. I've been this way my whole life. When I shop with intention, and I have blinders on until I find that perfect thing that makes my heart literally pitter-patter. And when I started looking for gifts, when I bought my horse at 50, and when I started looking for gifts for trainers and friends in the equestrian world, I found that I couldn't find one location that had everything that was swoon-worthy, that would make, give me heart palps, a good kind. And so everything that I purchase is something that makes me laugh, smile, cry with joy because it's so beautiful, gives me heart palps because I have to have it, or I can envision giving to someone that I know would love it. And that's how I do the buying. So I look for brands that make my heart and soul happy, and that I know are going to make our clientele happy.
Whenever we shop and we're looking, we're like, this could be, and then it's like, if you're on the fence, our line is, do you love? If you don't love, don't buy. Because, you know, you're always left with that feeling of how you felt when you bought something. So if you bought something and it's in your closet and you're like, oh, I didn't really love that. Right. So it's going to stay there unworn, untouched, tags on.
Right.
But with us, it's like, oh, that's like, woo, yeah. Heart palpitations of good kind.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
crazy.
That's love approved.
Right.
What is that selection process from the brands and products that are featured in this wonderful banner house?
Yes. So again, like to Kristen's point, it what makes her heart go pitter-patter and brings her joy. It's going to be the right gift that she would want to give or receive. Although she's not good at receiving gifts.
Oh.
She doesn't like, her love language is gift giving. So actually what I would say honestly is the gift to give Kristen is the joy that you had picking out a gift from our store that made her heart happy for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I just came up with that. I'm pretty good.
So as a
PR girl.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. So as a boutique created for horse people by horse people, how do you personally connect with the equestrian community and how does this influences the offerings at Banner House? I don't know if you heard me, but...
Did you hear the question?
I think so, yes. So one of the things that we love to do is give back to the equestrian community by contributing to nonprofits that help either horses or something related to the equestrian lifestyle, or you know, I think I just messed that one up royally. Okay,
no, you're
take
fine.
Two.
Thank you. Don't worry.
One of the things that we love to do is actually get to know the riders when we are popping up at any of the horse shows. We love to invite them into the store and have fun with them. We really enjoy dressing up our dressage queens for their jogs.
Mm-hmm.
We love to support them on social media. We really love to have nonprofit give back nights where we give codes to different nonprofits in the area. So it doesn't have to be a big nonprofit. We love to give back to the smaller nonprofits in each community that are involved in the equestrian world in some way, shape, or form. And we give them 10% back. So we give everybody a code, they come and shop, and when they use that code, we give 10% back to that nonprofit. So it's just our way of helping a little bit. For those nonprofits.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. That's one of the things that I love about us. The other thing that I love about the way we connect with the community and the equestrians is, like Kristen said, we love to connect with people, but also we want everyone to come into our store and feel like they don't want to leave. It's kind of like you have three places. So we won't use the word gym here, but it's really like they're either at the barn, your home, and then where's that other place?
Right.
And we want, just like we're sitting here, this right. is a living room, this is your dressing room, this is your dining room / you know, so we want you to feel at home, and you come and you chat, just like that lady Barbara who was here. She's coming to shop, but she's coming to connect and chat and feel,
nice.
You know, what's going on and feel connected. And I think that's, anybody can buy stuff online, but what truly sets us apart is we truly care. I just told Teresa, or, you know, leave a note in there and I'll know it's for you.
Right.
And so we really try to make that connection because we know that a lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah.
And so that's another way that we like to make ourselves different. And that's why it makes it fun.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise,
yeah. You know, yeah, you bring that personal part, that personal touch to touch people's heart and soul.
Exactly.
Nice. So what role do you see Banner House playing in enhancing that overall equestrian lifestyle experience for your customers? I mean, it's pretty much to what you were saying, right? Having that connection, that personal connection, personal touch that brings the equestrian community and Banner House together for sure.
Yes.
The the other thing, Doris, that we really like feedback, and we're always asking our clientele, and you know, and like I really do think of them as really our buyers as well, because we're always asking people, what do you love? What would you love to see? What don't you love? Is there something that you're looking for that you can't find? One of our greatest joys is trying to fulfill those wishes. And if somebody's looking for something special and I can go on that treasure hunt for them and try to find a brand that fits that need, and then I don't sleep until I find something that somebody's looking for. So we do love to connect in that way and sort of be like your personal shoppers and your best friends.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, that's nice, that personal connection for sure too. So how has your background, I mean, are you both backrunning horses, or is more Kristen and
out too? Kristen, you want to talk to your background and then I'll tell mine?
Sure. Well, yeah. So background in horses for me would be a really big phrase. When I was young, I'm the youngest of five, and I grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which is not exactly an equestrian town by any stretch of the imagination. And it was, I lived in the city basically. And I'm pretty sure that my dad had an ulterior motive and wanted to get me away from boys. So when I was about 13, he asked if I could, you know, do anything or have one hobby, what would it be? And I said I would ride horses. And so he was like, really? Okay. So we went to Mountaintop, which was the closest area to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, that had horses. And I rode, you know, probably for a couple of summers. And I was never the type of girl who wanted to compete in any way, shape, or form. I like to fly under the radar. And truthfully, I've always had a lot of anxiety. So the idea of turning that love and hobby into a competition I would get physically ill thinking about it. So I knew that wasn't what I wanted. Really, what I wanted was to hug the horses. Nice. And so honestly, I'm still that way. People will say, oh, what do you do? What kind of riding do you do? I probably do pretty crappy riding, but really good loving. Don't judge the riding. You know, it's all about the love. And so when I was 50, that's when, you know, I tend to always have like 5-year plans or try to figure out what it is that I want to do while I'm still alive on this planet. And you'll hear me say often, you know, I use the phrase that if we're lucky, we get 80 summers on this journey. And so when I was 50, I'm like, we only have so many more summers left in my life that I'm going to be able to do some crazy things. What would I like to do? And what am I going to regret at the end of my life if I don't do it? And I knew that answer was I have to have a horse. And so that's led me to finding my dream horse. I always say I found my dream horse, the way that I found my dream man online.
Online. She met her husband online. Wow. E-harmony. Wow. I know. And then she met Dreamer online.
I met Dreamer online.
Instantly.
Wow. Yeah. I have to tell you, Dreamer had fewer red flags. Dreamer was green, but Joe wasn't quite as broken as him, if you know what I mean.
I don't know.
So that's really it. And, you know, and it's more of a, I've always felt that I was lurking on the edge of the equestrian world, and that I never really could fit in with the equestrian world because I wasn't competing and I didn't have my own horse. And, you know, for so many years, I really wasn't riding. I was just having fun riding. And so this starting Vanner House and being able to actually take part in the community in the way that I can and feel like I'm not an imposter is really the most exciting thing probably that I've ever done professionally. It's been a dream, really. It's been a dream.
Nice, wonderful, wonderful. So what about you, Sophia? Your horse background?
Well, my horse background is when my best friend of 12 plus years that I met in California, and we would have parties together, and bought a horse for her birthday. And I was in the process. I always have a strong retail background, strong connecting. I love connecting with people and stuff. And so that's where my background comes from. But being with Dreamer when he first came and we were in California, I was recovering from knee surgery. And we would go to the barn and we'd sit in the ring. And Dreamer was probably what? How old was he when you got him? Three?
He was about four.
Four. So I was an aunt. And I would sit in a chair. And so he was still like, he was not as big and beefy as he is now. And I would sit in the chair and then he would run around the ring and come right up to me and like, and I'm like, and I was not scared. I was not scared. Now I will not sit in the ring with him, but because I will be scared. I can move faster now, but still not so good. So he was my connection. So everyone's like, do you have, I said, I'm an aunt. I'm the smart one. I let Kristen take care of all the bills.
So we have a rider now joining us. And she's going to talk about her experience, how Banner House has helped the equestrian community and the riders and everything, how it all blends together. So,
hi, Katie.
Hi, thank you very much.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, and I'm glad you joined us.
Thanks for having me. This is my favorite store at the entire horse show because I can always find something that I need, but even better, I can always find gifts for my horse family and my non-horse family because there's so many beautiful items in this store. Aww. So I love checking in and seeing all the new inventory.
Nice, nice. And how is your experience? Like they were mentioning that they want to create this space in the community where they can, well, they are, you guys are at the barn, you guys are at the ring, but then now you have this space. Do you feel that way as well?
Yes, actually we did a pop-up shop in my barn a couple months ago, which was fabulous. And we set up an entire living room. We did a beautiful photo shoot, but really I think we took all the pieces home. And now, yeah, it was easy for packing.
Right, exactly.
I loved all the pieces. My clients loved it. We have so many of them in our rider's lounge. So, I mean, I would say it blends right in. It's just one big community now.
I think it's amazing. And people like Katie, who are so welcoming, we met and she just fell in love with our store. And then we're like, oh, do you want to do it? We did an impromptu photo shoot. And we have some cute pictures of her and her horses, and just and her skill set is amazing. So it's just that's how, you know, getting to know the equestrian world and stuff, you learn so much. And what I like about it is I don't know the difference from anybody. So it's all like new to me and I get to discover things and from a fresh approach from it. And it's fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. All right. Thank you, Katie. Thank you so much for your input.
Thank you for your support.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're back at you were talking about your background, right?
Yeah.
And the horses?
Yes. So minimal background except for exposure with meeting Dreamer, I fell in love with.
Nice.
And then Kristen added Daisy. She's very lazy. And so now I know.
How is Daisy? Why is she so lazy?
Daisy is really lazy.
Lazy. Yeah. Daisy.
Spirit horse.
she likes to eat and sleep a lot. She's more definitely more what do they say? More woe than go. Daisy. Definitely Daisy.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's actually about the same age as Dreamer. We got her when we moved here to North Carolina. I wanted Dreamer to have a friend. And right now we're in the process of the fence is up. Yay! So we're driving the car and now we just need the barn. So for the moment they're living on a beautiful farm with lots of other horses and I'm not sure they're going to want to come home, but we're preparing it. So hopefully we can lure them back here and they'll be just as happy.
They'll be so happy.
Yeah. I'll give them treats. They'll love me.
Exactly. Our connection to the community, the equestrian world. We're always packing snacks
for the people and the horses.
Yeah, exactly. We're packing Prosecco and snacks.
So I see so many items here, and so I was wanted to know, what is the most popular item? What is the most sales? Is it the beautiful jackets or the plush horses?
So funny
or
how that it's like everything, right?
It really is.
I still have like a lot of fun, right? Yeah. So yeah. It's like it depends. Everybody just comes in and they all just love everything, and then you know it's either the jackets are being picked first. And then, or the cute little, like, fox trinket treasure that, you know, we have, which, like, I mean, look how cute this is.
About,
you know, so it's like, we run reports and we're like, everything's sold. Everything is popular. And I think it's the uniqueness and, you know, that kind of thing. And then, yeah.
What is your most personal favorite item?
Oh,
you have to choose.
And then I'll answer mine.
Okay, so it's almost impossible, and I really mean it's almost impossible for me to say that because I'm in love with everything in the store, and I picked it out, so you know I'm in love with it, and you know, and our brands would get really mad at me if I chose somebody over the other, so I'm smart enough to not say that. But I will say that when I'm in the store, my very favorite item is our pony cycle. Because I get to be a 4-year-old and ride the pony cycle.
Nice.
Because we have them in different sizes. We have them in different sizes. And so the biggest one goes up to 179 pounds.
Wow.
So I can hop on him and ride around and have the time of my life. And I'm telling you, that pony cycle brings such joy to everybody. It doesn't matter how old you are or, you know, what kind of rider you are. My biggest joy, Darth, is when somebody comes in and they're having a serious kind of day and they're just serious. And I don't judge, but something's going on there and they're just having a serious kind of day. And if I can get them to sit on that pony cycle and go for a ride, the spark in their eye, it turns everybody into that child inside, and I can't even tell you the joy that brings me. It like literally makes me giddy with happiness to be able to bring a smile to somebody's face. We've had all of the riders on these, and you know, they bring their trophies and their ribbons. Yeah. And we take pictures and they ride, and my dream, I don't know how we're gonna make this go, but what I would like to do is do a nonprofit give back and have pony cycle races.
Yep.
With the real riders.
Yeah.
And then have everybody quote unquote bet on them and just basically donate and watch and see who can get, you know, back and forth the fastest in that area. But that's really what I would love to do while we're there, if that's at all possible, if we can pull that off. Because it's just the funniest thing you've ever
seen. It's so much fun. It's hilarious.
So fun.
That sounds amazing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I love watching her. I agree that pony cycle brings such joy to people. And when they get on at first, they're like, whoa! And their smile is just like, oh! And it really is true. And I love watching her get on that pony because she just goes up and down and has the best time. And she's so engaging. And it's so much fun.
Nice.
But I would agree that it's hard for me to say. So it's like, yeah, to choose one. And I'm like, but I like this. And, you know, and so but I will say, I love all of our designers, but I especially like what we're going to be coming up with ourselves with our, so I can't say a Vaderhouse logo. Merchandise might be my favorite, but it probably could. Everything in the store is my favorite.
Nice.
So it just depends on the day of the week. It's like a potato chip. You can't just have one.
One?
Yeah.
That's
true. I got to have lots of visits here. So lucky for me, I get to, you know,
speak,
play and dress up and, oh, we're going to show this off today. So
nice.
But it's funny because poor Kristen doesn't have anything at home.
Oh.
She's like, could you send me some stuff? I don't have anything. I bought all this stuff and I forgot to buy for myself.
So how do you see Vanner evolving in the future? I mean, I know you guys might be thinking on getting a store or what are the short-term and long-term goals for Vanner?
Well, I don't like to give
too much.
Okay.
So sneak peek?
No.
Because I'm a little superstitious, to be honest.
Okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I do, there is a part of me that sort of feels like if you put it all out there, you've already done.
Yes.
And it takes some of the energy away from it. And I fear that I might lose that drive to do it if I put it all out there. But I will tell you this, as Sophia just alluded to, because she's so good at keeping a secret.
Oh, she did give me an evil eye, but we have Banner House blankets, you know. We have Banner House blankets. I had to follow myself really fast when I might say something I'm not supposed to. This is great. This is like the soap opera Friday cliffhanger. You gave a secret away.
Again.
We can delete it if we need to.
We are no. I'm only joking.
I know.
So we are in the process of designing our own brand.
Oh,
and Vanner House merchandise will be coming to you shortly. So stay tuned. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, good.
That is, that keeps us excited for sure.
Yes, always wanting you guys to come back for more.
Oh yeah. So for now, what show travels do you have this year? Where are you traveling this year? You have
I have so much.
All right. Well, first let us say that anybody who's looking for a part-time job and wants to meet us at any of these locations, holler, because we need help desperately. But
Before April.
We're here, obviously. So we're at Global, and we are at WEF at the moment. Then we are heading to Kentucky for the 3-day. We will hopefully be back at the Hampton Classic. Last year we were the bag sponsor.
Yes, that was awesome.
We sponsored the bags with Rebecca Ray Designs, so that was incredibly fun. We love working with Rebecca Ray. We're in Terra Nova now, and so we'll be popping up there from time to time as well. We are also, we just left WEC, but we do bop back and forth at WEC, depending on what's happening there in our show schedule. We're also going to be in Traverse City for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said Devon, but we always go to Devon. So we'll be at Devon for the show in May, but then also for the
dressage in September.
In the fall, right. So those are the ones that we have currently scheduled.
Oh, did I forget Washington International?
Washington International will probably be coming up. We have a bunch of others in Virginia and New York that we're looking at. And again, it's just a matter of staffing. And because Sophia's the queen of everything, but unfortunately she's not the queen of teleporting. And
I am not able to teleport. I wish I could.
No teleporting and no cloning yet. We really need team members that are as excited about the brand as we are, and that's what we're in the process of looking for right now.
And so more places will probably pop up as we go through.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of, like she said, finding the right people to join our team and rolling it out. But we're looking forward. So it's funny because Kristen and I, like I said before, have been best friends for over 12 years. We met in California. We bonded over the fact that there was no food at the parties. And I was trying to sell her something.
California, but really, the avocado.
Well, I need some more. We need some more. Well, it's done.
Was it one concert or?
No. She lived in California and I lived in California. Oh. And we met at an event. And we just instantly became friends.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I was lost before I found her. And, you know, you have those. Yeah, I didn't have any friends and I was working all the time. And then fate came in and we've been together and doing something together all the time. And my husband would always be like, you're going on a vacation again. We wouldn't go on major vacations. Let me tell you, we would go on small little trips, but he was always working and I was on medical leave. So he's like, oh, you're going out again. So I was like, we got to figure out a way for us to just hang out together all the time. And hence the opportunity for us to join forces together was perfect. So to my point though is, I'm counting down the times until summer so that we can start traveling again and you know, driving in a van or van, hanging out in hotels together. And my husband doesn't get upset because it's work. How can he get upset? I'm working.
Right.
You know, spending time with my bestie and, you know, having a good time.
Cool Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just having a great time at the shows and meeting people. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's so much fun.
So are you local right now? I mean, do you?
Yeah. I live in Boca. Okay. So about 3 years ago, I moved to Boca and then Kristen moved to North Carolina.
Oh,
so we literally, it was funny because in Santa Clarita, we became friends. We were inseparable, but we didn't live next to each other. And then my husband and I bought a house, and my husband used to say, oh, this house is going to be for Kristen across the street. There's a house. And we would laugh because I'm like, that's not what Kristen envisions. She had a whole thing in her mind, you know, and then she decided she was going to buy a house and she was manifesting, and she manifested this house inside that was exactly what she wanted right across the street from me. Like wow. You see where Tony's is? That's where her house was compared to mine.
Wow.
And so we wound up living next to each other for like three or four, since 2016. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, things changed. COVID came to town and my husband and I's job was able to move them. So we moved to Florida and she moved to North Carolina.
Nice.
And, you know, when you're best friends and you're like, we're going to stay together, we're going to visit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't, but there would be no way that we would not. Like, no way.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
That's right, baby. Ain't no mountain low enough. And we found each other. And literally a year ago in December, or a little bit over a year, she's like, hey, want to join me? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And here we are. And it's been amazing.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, and well, you do, as a founder and entrepreneur in the equestrian industry, do you have advice to give to others that are aspiring to start their own equestrian business and that are not sure about it? Or what advice would you give them?
That's a hard one.
How much time do you have?
One day, then.
So much advice. And, you know, as I said before, I do have a couple of other businesses that are unrelated to the equestrian world. And I have open businesses and I've learned a lot.
Very successful businesses.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I've learned a lot. It's always the entrepreneurial world is a roller coaster. So you have to know that. And so the first thing that I would say is, if this is something that you want to do, whatever it is, whether you are in the equestrian world or not, whatever you want to do, if it's really something that's on your heart that you really want, do it before you're ready. And I really mean that, because you're never going to be fully ready. It's almost like when somebody says, I'm going to have a child, but only when I'm ready. That great, perfect time is never going to come.
No.
And there's always going to be something that scares you about it. You have to just do it. Just do it and then work your buns off. So I would say, do it before you're ready, and then find people to help you. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask for help. In fact, be afraid not asking for help. If you're not asking for help, you might get yourself in trouble. So I have learned that. Don't think you have to do this all on your own. Don't think that you're a failure if you can't figure it out on your own, or if you're not able to run every aspect of your business. You don't have to, and you shouldn't have to do that. So that's something that I learned. And I wish that I had learned that years ago, because I used to believe that when you were in business for yourself, you had to know every aspect of that business, or you weren't really a business owner, or you couldn't really, I don't know. It was just crazy thinking. So I would question your thinking and run it by other entrepreneurs and say, am I thinking correctly here? I'm thinking I have to know how to do all of these things. You do not. Somebody, get the help, hire the best people you can hire people who are better at things than you are, hire people who know how to do things that you don't know how to do, and hire people that are smarter than you in those areas and in all areas. Surround yourself with the best, and then delegate and trust, and then keep your vision alive and make sure that you're steering the ship. So that's what I would say. In a nutshell, I can give you all sorts of other things that I learned, but just that's my
That can be for the future podcast, Butter House podcast, if yes, you guys exactly. want to start one.
I think we should. I think it needs to go on 2024, especially while we start travel. I think that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do it. Well, we don't know, but yeah,
you just need nothing. You really need nothing. Just your phone, and you can get started for sure.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. That would be a blast. We could on the trail with Banner House.
Oh my God, yes, happy trails. I think my advice for anybody is, you're at a horse show or anything in equestrian. Just like the weather could change in a minute and everything can get blown off.
What's on happen?
It could be just keeping a positive attitude. Right. And when you're tired, don't make any rash decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do not just be like a 5-year-old and go take a nap.
When you're tired.
When you're tired.
Or hungry.
Or hungry. Take a nap and get a snack.
Right.
I mean, like, everything you learned in kindergarten is what you need to survive in the entrepreneurial world or life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So we have, I don't know, I didn't put the question in, so I don't know if you guys do any sustainability or anything related to
sustainability.
That. Like for environmental sustainability,
you know,
our podcast focus a little bit on that, but if you're studying works. I mean, I know you use your water bottle, which is
yes.
good. I mean, you reuse
yes.
a water bottle.
We recycle our packaging.
Oh, you know,
like the bubble wraps and stuff like that. We use those to wrap other presents. And some of our blankets that we've designed and then other ones that we have are... Hi, welcome. Good, how are you? Are recycled textiles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then...
a lot coming like that.
The other thing, too, that's really cool is one of the jackets that we have here is organic cotton. So, like,
wow,
nothing's, like, we're always thinking about it,
aware,
and where we can make the change and make, you know, the meaningful purpose, we do. Okay. I will say this. This is a total shout-out to Joe Cicero,
okay?
He is... Kristen Cicero's husband.
Okay.
He's our Banner House stud that helps us with lots of things, packing our van and all of these things. And Joe is amazing. And he is the best recycler in the world. Nice. In the world. Nice. He goes to restaurants. If they're not recycling, he takes the stuff home with him. And it's great.
Yeah.
So we're always aware and we're always trying to connect on it and seeing how we can do it better and so forth.
That's great.
Would you say, Kristen, when you want to add on that?
Yeah, I just want to say when the choice is there, we make the best choice
mm-hmm.
for the planet.
Nice.
If the brands that we're working for are into sustainable design, manufacturing, production, so forth, that's fabulous. And that's really what we tend to look for. Not all of them are, to be quite honest, mm-hmm. but we would like to move in that direction. And I think everybody has to start someplace and go from there. But yes, anytime we can work with a brand who's upcycling, recycling, using vintage, anything.
Dead Old Pony.
Yes.
She used recycled exactly. jackets and then recycled yeah. scarves.
Nice.
Which is really yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful yeah. vintage scarves. Yeah.
That's great. So where can our listeners find more information about you and about Banner House? Do you have Instagram, website,
yes.
everything?
We do. Do you want me to tell it, Kristen?
Sure.
Okay. We are at Instagram, Banner_House. Not just Banner House. Banner_House. We are also BannerHouse.com. And we are on Facebook, Banner House. With...
Just that?
There's... you're going to have to edit this. What is our Banner House Facebook one?
Don't worry about it.
Facebook is not that popular anymore, right?
Facebook's not that popular with this crew. We'll just say, invite us online at www.bannerhouse.com. Or you could find us on Instagram, of course, at banner_house.
There you go.
Perfect. Great. And so for contact, you use through DM or anything?
And
you guys have online shopping now, right?
We have online shopping and we are... everything right now. We are the shippers. We are the customer service. We are the buyers. We are Banner House.
We are Banner House.
Nice. The cheerleaders team.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time today.
Oh,
this has been wonderful learning all you all at Banner House. And so inspiring as well. So thanks a lot, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We hope you enjoy it. Please remember to follow us, subscribe, and leave us a review. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or sponsor one of our episodes, feel free to email us at thehorsebusinesspodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram to get the latest updates. Goodbye.